Vance calls on Senators Booker, Kim to pass SAFE Act after New Jersey admits to uncovering non-citizen voters. By Olivia Rondo on July 21, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance responded to New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill's D. admission that thousands of non-citizens were registered to vote in her state as a result of a software error, calling on New Jersey's Democrat senators to vote for the Save America Act. Sherrill announced the disturbing revelation in a Tuesday X post, explaining that a mistake in New Jersey's motor vehicle system led to the registration of roughly 6,600 people who indicated that they were not U.S. citizens between June 2023 and June 2024, while former Governor Phil Murphy, D., was in office. These individuals answered no when asked on a keypad whether they were a U.S. citizen when applying for driver's licenses and identification cards, but through no fault of their own, the system registered them anyway, the governor stated. According to a preliminary analysis conducted by Sherrill's administration, fewer than 400 individuals who were mistakenly registered to vote actually did cast votes. The governor added that she immediately called for an investigation into the issue and ordered the removal of any residents from our voter rolls who were erroneously added between June 2023 and June 2024. The process of replacing the vendor that Sherrill said was responsible for administering the voter registration system has begun, she noted. As not-so-shocked reactions from the conservative sphere poured in via social media, Vice President Vance used the time as an opportunity to call on New Jersey Democrat Senators Cory Booker and Andy Kim to pass the Election Integrity Bill. If only there was a way to stop this type of software error that allowed non-citizens to vote in our elections, the Vice President wrote on X. I hope Senators at Cory Booker and at Senator Andy Kim will join us in voting to pass the Save America Act to ensure that only eligible American voters can participate in New Jersey elections, and all elections across the United States. Sherrill's disclosure comes just 5 days after President Donald Trump delivered an address to the nation revealing evidence that voter fraud is endemic across the country, with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, stating that there could be as many as 35,152 non-citizens registered to vote in New Jersey. The agency's own preliminary investigation also revealed that there could be as many as 190,832 non-citizens registered to vote in California, 15,903 in Nevada, and 14,576 in Pennsylvania. Despite Trump being right in asserting that New Jersey, among other states, had incorrectly allowed non-citizens to vote in U.S. elections, Sherrill still attacked the president in her announcement. As the Trump administration tries to weaponize elections for political gain, I am ensuring we protect our elections. Let me be clear, Donald Trump has zero credibility on the issue of election integrity. For more than 10 years, he has worked to undermine Americans' faith in our elections by spreading lies about legitimate election results, attempting to overturn a free and fair election, encouraging an attack on our Capitol when he couldn't accept the will of the voters, and defunding election security at the federal level. The White House made an official response to Sherrill's announcement via a statement from spokeswoman Abigail Jackson to the New Jersey Globe. This latest incident underscores the absolute necessity of the Save America Act. American voters deserve to have confidence that our elections are safe and secure. President Trump will never stop fighting to make that happen, and all patriotic Americans should join in his effort. Democrats and their media allies have repeatedly said it is impossible for non-citizens to register to vote, let alone cast a ballot. Time and again, they have been proven wrong. As President Trump has said, there is nothing more important than the integrity of our elections. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Dale Caldwell, D., who also serves as New Jersey Secretary of State, refused the Trump administration's request for the state's full unredacted voter file earlier this year. The Department of Justice, DOJ, sued him over it in February, with the case still ongoing. Neither Booker nor Kim have responded publicly to Vance's direct call-out. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.